So let's review. In the previous daf, Rav Shmuel ruled, Ketanah sheniskat shel shelo ledaas aviya, tzricha get v'tzricha miyan. If a minor girl accepts the kedushin without her father's knowledge, she requires both a get and miyan. Tzricha get, shem niskat av b'kedushin. She requires a get because perhaps her father did consent to the kedushin. V'tzricha miyan, shem aloy niskat av b'kedushin. The Chacham initiated that she also requires miyun, because perhaps her father did not consent to the kedushin. But people might assume that her kedushin was effective since she was given a get. V'yayimru in kedushin teivsim b'achaisa. If the Mekadosh would give her sister kedushin, they will assume that it's not effective because she is achais kirushase, the sister of his divorcee, while in fact it is effective. Therefore, tzricha miyun, as the Pnei Yeshua explains, the miyun shows that her kedushin was without her father's consent, and therefore never effective, and the kedushin to her sister would be effective. The Gemara continues, Itmar, meis v'nafal of ne'achiv liyibum. If Mekadosh died, and now the Ketana fell to his brother for yibum, Rav Huna Merav says, me'me'enes le'mamorei ve'enem me'enes le'zikase. And the Gemara explains, asa ba'maymer, tzricha get v'tzricha chalitza v'tzricha miyun. If the Yavim gave her maymer, she requires all three, a get, a chalitza, and miyun. Tzricha get, shem nisratza av b'kedushe sheni. She requires a get because perhaps her father consented to the maimer of the second brother, the yavam, and it was effective as kedushin. Tzricha chalitza, shem nisratza av b'kedushe rishin. She requires chalitza because perhaps her father consented to the kedushin of the first brother who died, and she's now a yavama. Tzricha miyun, shem aloy nisratza av b'kedushe rishin, v'loy b'kedushe sheni. The Chacham initiated that she also requires miyun, because perhaps her father did not consent, neither to the kedushi of the first, nor to the miyun, nor to the maimer of the second, and neither was effective. However, people might assume that because the yavim gave her a get, the maimer was effective. V'yoymer in kedushin teivsim b'achaisa. If the yavim would give her sister kedushin, they'll assume that it's not effective, because she's a chayz kirushase, the sister of his divorcee. While in fact it is effective, therefore it's tzricha miyun. However, lo yasa b'maimer, if the oven did not give her maimer and there is no get, she requires only a chalitza because of shem nisratza av b'kedusha rishon. However, she does not require miyun, and there is no concern that the people will assume that because she was given a chalitza, the initial kedusha was effective, and therefore shem yemer in kedushin tefsim achaisa, because I call yodim achais chalitza d'rabbanan. Everyone knows that the isra achais chalitza is only mid'rabbanan, and therefore mid'rabbanan the kedushin of her sister is effective, and it will certainly give the sister a get. The Gemara relates an incident of two people. One had a son, and the other had a daughter. Shakal chad minayu kasa de chamra, yav le lechavre. Amar mekachali bratech lebri. The boy's father gave the girl's father a glass of wine and stated, your daughter shall become mekudeshes to my son. Ravina says, afil lamando amacheshti ne shemisratza av, shemisratza haben lo yamrinan. Even according to Rav Shmuel, who hold that the father might consent to kedushin his daughter accepted, a son certainly did not consent to kedushin that his father accepted. Therefore, the kedushin is not effective. As Rashi explains, Av b'chol duhu nichale. A father is not particular and consents to any marriage so that his daughter should not be alone. But Gavr, daik of anasav, a man is particular in whom he marries. The Gemara relates another incident. Hahu gavr de kodesh bekisha de yarka b'shuka. A person was mekadesh a ketana with a bundle of vegetables in the marketplace. Ravina says, Afil lamando amacheshina shemesratza av, hanimili derech kovit, av derech bezayin loy. Even according to Rav Shmuel, who hold that the father might consent to a kedushin his daughter accepted, that's only if it was given in a respectable fashion. But it certainly does not consent if it was given in a degrading way. Therefore, this kedushin is not effective because, as the Gemara explains, idi v'idi derech bezayin hu. A kedushin with a bundle of vegetables and a kedushin in the marketplace are each in itself a bezayin. The Gemara continues, if a ketana first accepted kedushin with her father's knowledge, and then performed nisuin without his knowledge while he was abroad, Rav says, if she married to a kohen, she may eat truma as a nisua, unless her father returns and protests the nisuin. Rav Asri disagrees and says, "Eino echelis, shema yobe aviyah v'yimcha v'nimtzi zaro echelis b'truma l'mafreya." She may not eat Shuma because there is a possibility that her father will protest the Nisuin. It will become nullified retroactively and she will have been forbidden to eat Shuma. However, if Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says, Rav agrees that if she dies, her husband does not inherit her assets as a Nisua, because as Rashi explains, regarding Shuma we say Echeles because Midai Raisa even an Arusa may eat Shuma. And it's only Midrabanan that she may not eat. Therefore, in the Savik Drabanan, in this questionable Nisuin, we assume that the father will consent. However, regarding Yerusha, a husband does not inherit his Arusa, even Midairaisa, because the Pasuk specifies She'erai. Therefore, in the subject Dairaisa, Oki Memoina Becheskis Mare, the money or item remains with the one in possession. The Gemara continues. Niskansha Ladas, Benisiv Shaloi Ladas, Vaviakan. If a Katana first accepted Kedushim with her father's knowledge, and then performed Nisuin without his knowledge while he was around, Rav Huna says, Einar Cheles. If she's married to a Kohen, she may not eat Truma, even according to Rav who holds a Cheles when he was away. Because Hasim Hu Dele Isi La'av, there the father was not around. Therefore, there's a possibility that he might consent. Aval Hocha De Isi La'av, Haid De Ishtik Mirtach Ratach. Here the father is around, and he certainly did not consent, and he kept quiet only because he was angry. Rav Yimi Ba'aba disagrees and says, Eicheles, she may eat Truma, even according to Rav Asi who holds Ein Eicheles if he was away. Because Hasim Hu Deshema Yavi Aviva Yimcha. There the father might return and protest to the Nisuan. Aval Hocha Midishasik Isnuchi Isnachale. Here the father certainly did consent, because he kept quiet and did not protest. The Gemara continues, however, Niskatsha Shalei Ladas Aviyah, V'nisis Shalei Ladas Vaviyah Kan. For Katana both accepted Kedushin and performed Nisuan without her father's knowledge while he was around. Rav Huna holds Eicheles, while Rav Yimi Ba'aba holds Ein Eicheles. As Rabbi explains, Rav Huna holds Eicheles, as Rashi explains, she conducted herself as if she had no father. And Kuli Haile Shasik, the father certainly would have protested since she defied him twice as the Kedushin and at the Nisuin. Therefore, Hashtika is proof of his consent. However, in the previous case in which the Kedushin was Ladas Aviyah and only the Nisuin was Shalei Ladas, there Avuna holds Einoi Cheles because Bechad Hashtika Martach Ratach, the father might not have protested since she only defied him once. Therefore, Hashtika is not a proof of his consent. While Biran Ba'aba holds Einoi Cheles. Because even in this case, it's possible that Haide Ishtik Mirtach Ratach, he kept quiet only because he was angry, and Hashtika is not proof of his consent.